morning, everyone. Today is Sunday morning, and my voice is a little gravelly today. I don't know what happened. So bear with me. Today is the 18th of November, and we will be having our worship service at 10 o'clock this morning on Facebook Live, as well as 6 o'clock this evening. And I've been thinking a lot about my dad since his passing. Sometimes when someone passes away, dies, you tend to think a little bit more about them. And I was thinking about how that he could work with his hands and create things. When we lived in Gravette, Arkansas, he took the flats that you used to can with, he punched a hole in them in the middle, a half inch in diameter, and he was able to get a bunch of old flats that were no longer used for canning. Hundreds, if not thousands of them. And then he put those flats over copper tubing and made baseboard radiation for our whole house. Isn't that something? When he bought an old farmhouse that didn't have proper heating, he bought a boiler, okay, and installed baseboard radiation throughout the whole house in that old farmhouse. Some people, God has given great talents. Good morning, Jeanette Roach. And he was a very hard worker, you know. But, you know, regardless of how many skills a person has, regardless of how good they are with their hands, there's a scripture that says, nothing in my hands I bring. Well, that's actually, good morning, Laura Kiki. That's actually a takeoff from the scripture that says, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. But the scripture, Rock of Ages cleft for me, says, nothing in my hands I bring, only to thy cross I cling. And we have nothing other than the faith of Christ to cling to. Not our faith, but the faith of Christ. And a lot of people try to put a lot of emphasis on works. The gospel is not for sale, you know. I saw a cute little post on Facebook the other day, and it said, had a bedraggled man sitting on the corner with a sign saying, we'll work for salvation. There's a lot of people that are trying to work for salvation. Now I'm reading some excerpts out of this book, Poems for Edification, Volume 3. The gospel is not for sale. No, it has never been, though many have tried to sell it. That's man's religion. The gospel is glad tidings to God's people, freely given to us by him. Not a used car that you bid on at an auction. Many have tried to hawk the gospel, but God tells us in his word, you can't sell it, because God paid for it with his own blood. Well, I'm glad that we don't have to try to work our way to salvation. Now, I'm not against good works. Paul told us, be not weary in well-doing. But we can't depend upon anything we do, because Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Well, I think about Christ when he was down here. He was taught to work with his hands. Mary's husband, his stepfather, was a carpenter. But, you know, Christ was the greatest carpenter that ever lived. He was the greatest carpenter. And he did the most wonderful thing for his people. He purchased salvation for them. And I think that sometimes we need to be told over and over what Jesus did for us. Not what we, not by works of righteousness we have done, by his own grace, he has saved us. And I was thinking the other day about all the things my dad did with his hands. All the wonderful things he did make our lives easier. And everything. And how hard he worked. But, you know, my dad would have been the first to tell you that he couldn't do anything to merit God's grace. I want to read this to you. It's called Carpenter's Son. The Carpenter's Son. Growing up, Jesus was known as the Carpenter's Son. Helping his father work with wood that Christ had created from trees that he had made. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. All things were created by him, even as the trees Joseph the carpenter worked with as a part of his trade. Jesus is the greatest carpenter that ever lived, building an eternal kingdom with his hands. Not with wood and stubble is this kingdom made, but with the precious blood of Jesus when he freely laid his life down on Calvary for all of God's elect, the one that the Father for him did select. The carpenter's son was the greatest builder that could ever be, giving eternal life for all of his elect family. Well, I'm glad the carpenter's son did that for us. Excuse my gravelly voice this morning. I must have talked too much yesterday. I was on the phone with a friend of mine for 3 hours. We were trying to catch each other up. Well, anyway, this morning I want to talk about Every Day with Jesus. We used to sing that song, Every Day with Jesus, Sweeter Than the Day Before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. He will save and keep me, that's what I'm living for. Every day with Jesus. This is entitled, Every Day with Jesus. Every day with Jesus, I find comfort in my soul to know the future my Savior controls. There is no worrying about what will happen to me or my family because he holds the world in the palm of his hands. He's in charge of our destiny. The bounds of our habitation are in his direction, and we are assured of his guidance and correction. His sustaining grace will always hold me up, whatever is going on in this evil world. I know that whatever happens, he has ordained this for me. So my Abba Father, I cry out daily, have mercy on me, is my plea. And my Heavenly Father cares and intercedes before the throne. How can this be? Such wonderful care he gives to his children, he's always concerned for their welfare. So every day with Jesus, I find comfort in knowing that he is always there. I'm glad to know that he is always there. Well, the next one is entitled, I'm reading now for this volume 3. Sometimes it seems as if we are standing still. These are the times when resting in Christ can fulfill. Our souls need of him in a special way. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord today. For he is our only hope. and the faith of Christ causes us to stay. Resting in His grace that will carry us through when it seems we are standing still, He will make a way for you. When the trials of this life are pressing on us hard, and we don't know which way to go, our Heavenly Father's guidance will our minds control. His Holy Spirit will be our light in the middle of the night, and He says, "Peace be still," when the cares of this world have blinded our sight. So if it seems that you're standing still with no progress, always remember that Christ is our righteousness. We can rest in Him when the waves of billow roll, and He will bring comfort to our never dying souls. Well, may the good Lord be with you in a special way today is my prayer. And we will continue to remember you in prayer, and you do the same for us. God bless.